Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Yes, it is. Open Talk with Les Jackson. Been sitting back busy doing our thing, doing a bunch of shows today, putting up a lot of blogs. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. I want to say happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. Also, I do want to sit back and let you know, if you're going to sit back, I want you to start leaving your comments. Leave your comments. Facebook.com/OT Les Jackson. Also, if you want to catch us on Twitter, go to Les Jackson at OT Les Jackson. That's on Twitter. Also, you can drop us an email at OpenTalkLesJackson7@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I want to sit back. I'm going to get this out the way before I even get started, because you know what? Throughout the United States, people are sitting back. We're talking about government. We're talking about all the things that hold us back. But have you ever thought about how your credit score is keeping you from getting the things that you want? Well, before you buy a car, a house, refinance, why don't you let our law firm check it out? Get you on the right path. Get your credit score back up so you have the buying power you need. Check out our website at attorneycreditrepair.com. Then call me, Les Jackson, at 313-862-1957. I will refer you to our account manager, Jack, or I'll sit back and let you speak to Henley McGee, both handling the things that will get you on the road with one flat rate opposed to paying monthly payments, fooling with firms and people that will just send out letters, taking longer and longer to get things done. Once again, go to the website, attorneycreditrepair.com. Call me, Les Jackson, at 313-862-1957. Let's sit back and talk about this thing. I want to talk about the Clintons. I want to talk about Hillary. I want to talk about the Clintons. Are the Clintons really for the people? Or is it a case of thy can't let goes. Look, let's face the facts, folks. The Clintons have been messing up ever since they first took office. I am convinced that they are power hungry. They are out of touch with the reality of the people in the United States, especially poor people. We fell for the bamboozlement with Bill, and it looks as if we're going to fall for the bamboozlement again with Hillary. But I don't think so. Hold your horses. Hold your britches. Because if you look at the political cycle and the way the political cycle runs, Bill and President Obama have been the only two Democrats to hold two-term cycles in a matter of an 8-year span. Think about it. Republicans tend to get in every time that we have a cycle like this. And we've had an 8-year cycle with Obama. And Obama's approval rating is not where I expect it to be. Yet people are sympathetic, and they do understand. Everybody has fought against this man tooth and nails for everything that he's done. But now here comes the Clintons. They got to go back. They can't stay away from that White House. They love it. Look at what Hillary did. Look at Hillary. Now, I'm not even going to talk about tapes just yet, but just look at what she did. She became the Secretary of State, messed that up with Benghazi. Now she's got to go before a Senate hearing on the Benghazi fiasco, which she knew about. Then we find all of these felonious emails that she had a private server in her home, which was against the rules because Obama made it very plain that he wanted to be transparent. But see, the Clintons had an agenda all along. That's why they stayed in the limelight. Bill was always sitting back doing something. Stay close to that White House so he could keep his ears on the ground and get the inside scoop. There might need to be a law against insider information being traded amongst the political arena. They hold each other hostages and they act as if they're for the people. Here it is. We have the greatest country, one of the greatest nations in the 21st century, and we can't get our affairs together, but yet we're running, trying to see what we could do for everybody else. We're so much in debt, but yet we continue to give and give and give money when our homeless rate is out of control, almost at biblical epidemic proportions. I was looking at a documentary last night on New York. New York is in such shambles and ruins. I'm telling you, folks, start checking out your candidates. These clowns here in Detroit, the so-called city council, couldn't even wait for the ink to get dry. Couldn't wait for the ink to get dry before they started asking for a pay raise. Now, here it is. They're one of the highest paid councils in the United States, making $71,000 a year plus a car. And it was just approved yesterday that in 2015, they are going to get a 2.5% increase. They wanted a 10% increase, and the bankruptcy ink is not even dry. They can't even sit back and worry about the community. Folks, wake up. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Look at the roses. See, and this is this thing where we keep talking about we want our own in there. For what? Because it's obvious all they're in there for is because of a job that they can make good money and have all kinds of perks while me and you are sitting back downtrodden in the inner city, have no businesses. I had to go all the way outside and get into the global arena, which I'm glad I did, just in order to sit back and make more than what they wanted to give. It's a doggone shame. It's a shame. You can call in at 718-664-9476. See, we good at talking up under the pillows and hushing up under the rugs, but nobody wants to really stand up. Nobody wants to voice their opinion, and nobody really wants to buck the system. We just like to fall into the system. We love this little dramatical kumbaya. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait on the Lord to do something. The Lord is not going to do anything if you don't get up off your behind, come up off the couch, come out the door, get out the house, take responsibility for your community, start cleaning it up, and start kicking some of these bums out of these political arenas, because I'm telling you, the Clintons, they're not really for the people. They're for themselves. They are sitting back for themselves. And even before Hillary can get her thing going, she's in another scandal with this darn surfer thing over some emails. Now, do you really want her to be your president? Do you really want her to be your president? They already feel like they're untouchable. They break more laws than the law allow, and yet we didn't even impeach Bill. Oh, we took it through a motion, but the people were so gung-ho, and we didn't get a maximum recovery, if you recall. There was no maximum recovery. We were still in recession. It's just the numbers started looking better. Well, if you want to say that, the numbers are looking awful good for Obama right now. But we're still a long way off from recovery. And there's not going to be a recovery because it is a perpetration of a fraud. This is by design, folks. This is not something that just fell out the sky. The Republicans and Democrats are getting together every night figuring out how they can keep the rich rich and the po-po and the hell with the middle class. You can get in where you fit in. Either you're going up the ladder or you're going down, whichever one you want. That's the one we're going to give you, but we're going to feed you what you want to hear to tickle your ear and to cause you to jump. Like a frog, you're going to jump to one side or another. Yes, I am Les Jackson. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. See, when it comes to the real issues, we too busy worried about what happened way back in Egypt, back in some Old Testament, instead of worrying about what's happening in 2015 when our babies are being forced to sit back and starve to death all over the world. We're too busy worried about what they did back in Egypt, and if the word of God is true, the word of God is very much true if you sit back and live it. Stop worrying about what color Jesus was and all that kind of stuff. Quit worrying about who's getting what and what's getting who. You better worry about what them politicians are about to do. You can sit back. You can fall in this Hillary Clinton trap if you want to. I listened to Michelle Obama. They asked her a question if she wanted to, if she was going to pursue any political admirations after they came out the White House. She said no. Pretty much, if you looked at her face, she was saying, hell no. This has been hell for us. And yet we always want to jump on him because, see, they never did really want that minority in there in the first place. Then we passing all these crazy laws that don't make no sense. I don't care what your sexual preference is, but don't get up there and act as if you got to demand some rights. There wasn't nobody messing with gay folks until they started demanding stuff. Then the media helped bring it to the forefront, and that's what you don't understand. Y'all allowed mainstream media to come right in there and attack y'all, crucify you, put you right up there on Front Street. Then you fell into their trap. And don't think it ain't money involved, because there's money in locking folks up. It's money involved with holding black folks down. It's money in all these little perpetrating incidences that we see. You want to take back the community? You need to sit back and give me a call. Les Jackson, 313-862-1957. Get your credit score together with Attorney Credit Repair. That's provided by the Carlton Law Firm out of Dallas, Texas. You need to give us a call. Try to get that buying power up. Go to the website, attorneycreditrepair.com. Get your thing in order. Then call me, Les Jackson, 313-862-1957. See, I figured a whole bunch of folks wasn't going to sit back today. They want to hear what I was going to say. Because I'm not that happy with the Clintons, because I see they like that power. See, I'm not going to be the one to pull the wool over your eyes and tell you they were the best thing since sliced bread and butter on bread, and they did such a great job, because we living through some of the mess that they created when they was there the first time. And see, I'm not that one, because they're not that forgiving for us, so I'm not that one that's so forgiving toward them neither, to sit back after my man sitting back having sex in the Oval Office with the Monica Lewinsky hookup, not to mention whoever else he might have had up in there. Same way with Bush. Bush was doing his thing. I don't care what nobody say. He was doing something. I ain't going to mention no names. You know who I'm talking about. With who? That's why he promoted her so fast. That's just my opinion. That's just what I see. Now, I'm not sold on her being the person for the White House. I heard her sit back and say, we're a White House family. I guess you are. We belong in the White House because we're a White House family. What kind of mess is that to perpetrate on the people that are trying to sit back and find the dream, the American dream? And I'm not going to say it's a lie. Opportunity is everywhere. It's knocking every day at your door. But you just don't see it, because everybody, every time you see it, somebody trying to steal it. You got these old dream chasers and dream catchers and snatchers, these haters. And they're coming from all angles. They're coming from everywhere. But I tell you, ain't no stopping us now. We can get on the move if we sit back and want to move. We can move something if we want to move something. But you can't sit back laying low in the cut and up under the rut and up under the hammer and act as if you ain't up under the stone. This country is falling apart quickly. It's unraveling. Tensions are growing. And ain't nobody sitting back having no real round tables, talking about no real answers and no real solutions, because they already have the answers. They have the solutions. But the game is to suck your money into some type of political escalade so that when they come out, they're looking good. They're smelling like roses. Their family is financially set, and yours is sitting back in shambles. Now, what kind of government is this we living in? We talk about our rights. What rights? They threw the Constitution and all the amendments out the window, along with the Declaration of Independence. That's all gone. Quit fooling yourself. Ain't no more declaration. It's a new declaration. A declaration of what's happening now. A declaration of we going to get ours, and we don't care if we step on your neck. We don't care if we leave you out in the streets, cold, barren, hungry, whatever. We're not bringing you jobs back. We're not bringing you nothing. If you don't want it, you don't want to go get it, we can't help you. handwriting is on the wall, folks. Wake up. Nah, I don't want Hillary. I'm convinced already I don't want her. When they first started hinting on this, I said this is going to be the worst fiasco we ever saw. The worst fiasco we ever saw. Also, I do want to let you know that it's because of people like you that our shows can come on live stream, Ustream, blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com. That's why we can bring it to you over the internet. We are up under 15 where we can say what we want to say, do what we want to do, and behave the way we need to wake you up. But all donations are welcome. Just give me a call, Les Jackson, 313-862-1957, and all your deductions are tax deductible 100%. We just want to keep on being able to bring it to you the way we do. We were sitting back just earlier today. We walked up and was taking our one-mile walk as we do every day. And here was Channel 7 up on the corner that I had just shot footage of the day before. And I named it Church Alley because I live right here on the brinks of Church Alley. And I wanted to sit back and see why did they call it Church Alley. And it came to my awareness that there are about 10 churches in a half a mile radius from where I walk. And then if I go up the other way, there are several more. And I come back the other way, it's a couple. But on this one strip, there are plenty. And see, and then we'll have religious leaders telling their people to vote on these Clintons because they'll be done sat back and got some kind of perk out the deal. You know, it might be a grant, it might be this, it might be that. Now they become politicians from the pulpit, forgetting about the word of God. Forget about your soul. Line my pocket. That's what they're telling you, line my pocket. Then you get somebody that comes to you with a real simple plea and honesty. You can't see that because you figure that they're trying to get over. Nobody's trying to get over on you. And you get these little grassroots groups that sit back. They start out with the right thing, but we won't support them. They try to hip us to the game and open our eyes, but we can't support them because we're so tricked and mesmerized by these names and what they have, but what you don't have. Don't you know it should be vice versa? I ought to be more concerned about the things that I don't have that I want and need than working and looking through somebody else's eye that has it and I want it. We live in some kind of paradox universe hookup. Never seen so many people that are so happy with what other folks got, but then they're not happy with what their neighbor got. We won't put demands upon our city council, but yet when they want a raise, they vote their own raise in. Ain't asked us about nothing. When we went down there and made our plea last week, this week, they sat there and just said, forget y'all. And I want to say it another way, but I'm not going to say it for the sake that there might be kids listening. You've been listening to Open Talk with Les Jackson. I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting back and falling and falling and falling for anything and trying to cry out and folks act as if they don't see. I'm tired of sitting back and watching our people of all races, creeds, and colors come looking for an American dream and just get an American nightmare. I'm tired. I'm tired of calling for rallies and folks won't even show up to show their face in the place nor show support for what somebody brings to the table that's different from what they consider to be professional. How do you become a professional if you're not dealing with the people? Yeah, you're a professional, all right, a professional swindler. Yes, I said it. a minute. Time out for all this bamboozlement, the shakedown. The government just shaking us down. And we falling like little leaves out of a tree. And y'all already sitting back trying to get Clinton in there, trying to get Hillary back. Y'all want them Clintons back in that White House. And see, the Republicans slick enough, they'll sit back. If they can't get their own in there, they know Hillary going to bend over for them, so they're going to sit back. They'll put them Clintons right back in there. Because it's going to be, you ain't going to see another black one in there for a long time. You'll see a woman, you'll see a Hispanic, or maybe you might, you probably won't see an Arab in there. Or somebody from the Middle East. Because they got that bias. See, they still think that that's a black person. They still think that's a Negro. They still think that's a person of color. And they are. But they are, too. And they can't get over it. The Clintons cannot get over being in that White House. They love that White House. They worship that White House. That's their God. And then Hillary going to sit back, like I said, and pull this flim-flam she pulling, and then standing up for it as if she ain't did nothing wrong. But you let your little son or your daughter go out there and do something wrong and see how fast they be up under the jailhouse or be disqualified from getting that job. You just look and see, smell the coffee. Look at it for what it is. It is what it is, folks. We bring it to you live right here on Open Talk with Les Jackson every day, 2:30 to 3, Monday through Friday. Call in number 718-664-9476. You can listen from any mobile device, so you don't have to be by your computer. You can sit back. You can be at work. You can be anywhere you want and still hear my sweet voice bringing you the news and views from the street perspective, not from this old mainstream media that's in bed with all the politicians just so they can get a story and spread the propaganda to make you believe and make you go in the direction they want you to go. You get a chance. You look at that fault line from last night on Al Jazeera about what they're doing in New York. Got all them folks homeless. 60,000 people are homeless, and I'm talking about families, not individuals. These are families, 60,000 families, disproportioned and disfigured and out of function, and yet they working every day because rent is so high, and then these politicians want to jump up here talking about we for the people. Man, get out of here. Get out of here. Give me somebody that don't know a damn thing about politics. Give me somebody that has not been bought and sold to these big lobbyists. If you want to do something, change the rule on how much it costs to win an election, because that means there's some bribery. See, they talk about what the underworld and all these criminals do, but they committing crime. The biggest criminals and crooks you ever want to see is your politicians. And then they got you sitting back thinking it's the preachers. No, it ain't the preachers. It's them. My dog sitting back right now laying down, cooling, chilling, cold chilling. Because he knows the skull. He trying to wait for the warmth, the change to come. Are you waiting for the change? This has been Les Jackson. I'm up out of here, y'all.